Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is the Fan News to tend to right now. You heard Linnell break it for you as we were going to break. The Commanders signing Bobby Wagner to a one-year deal. Rap sheet first on this. $6 million guaranteed. $8.5 million for a guy who had 183 tackles last year, a career high. Danny, this is a future Hall of Famer. This is a 9-time Pro Bowler, a 6-time All-Pro. He has won a Super Bowl. He was on the All-2010s team. Arguably the best inside linebacker of his era here, post Ray Lewis. Tackle totals, if you're into this, through the years of, I'll just rattle them off. It's some big numbers. 140, 120, 104, 114, 167, 133, 138, 159, 138, 170, 140, 183. He has led the NFL 3 times, been top 2 or 3 in the NFL 5 times in tackles, including leading the league last year. But he also makes some plays. I mean, he had 11 TFLs last year, 21 the last 2 years, 4 times in his career, double-digit tackles for loss. He has been known to pick off passes from occasion. 3 in the last 3 years, 13 in his career. But here's why I love this, and I don't know where you're at. Again, $6 million, ain't nothing. $8.5 million if it goes well. It's a one-year deal.
One-year deal.
Never been a bad one-year deal for a 32-year-old. He's only a year older than London Fletcher was when he came in, by the way. So for people that say he's too old, screw that. He's a year older than London was when he came in here and spent 6 years running the locker room. This is there is a new sheriff running the locker room right now, this moment, with all due respect to John Allen and some of the dudes that have been around here kind of leading the huddle. That's Bobby Wagner's job. That's Bobby Wagner's music. They're going to move Luvu all over the place. Frankie Luvu, I was thinking, is your Mike linebacker coming downhill? Not anymore.
Nope.
Bobby Wagner's in that spot, and Luvu is playing off ball outside, taking Jamin Davis's job. He's coming off the edge. I love the possibilities for Luvu with Wagner taking the Mike spot. Davis becomes basically the third linebacker as you continue to commit to a position that Rivera completely neglected. They hated the linebacker position. They didn't care about it. After Jamin Davis, they basically said, we'll use 2 or 1 at a time, and it'll be David Mayo a lot. Cool. Not up in here, not anymore. I love this move.
So you touched on all the reasons why I like it. I'm nowhere near as excited maybe as others might be. It's a one-year deal. I don't care if he makes 1 tackle. I don't care if he makes 1,000. Like, it's a one-year deal. So in other words, to me, this is a dramatic improvement at a spot that, as you said, they have been whatever's past bargain basement shopping. This is what the bargain basement throws out. That's what they've done at the linebacker spot. It means Jamin Davis has a much more reduced role, which is great for me. Less of him, I think, is probably good in terms of this defense and a higher ceiling. It frees up Luvu, kind of as you alluded to. I don't know how much he has left in the tank, and I don't care because it's not a 4-year deal. It's not signing him at top of market type stuff, winning a bidding war with a couple other teams in the NFC West. No. It's a 1-year deal. Win.
There was no evidence last year that he doesn't have a lot left in the tank.
You would say that
he
does, right?
200 tackles.
Yeah.
I mean, now, you were playing on a defense where you were allowed to roam and be physical, and it was kind of putting you on a pedestal. But if Payne and Allen do what they're supposed to do and who we think that they are, why shouldn't you be able to roam around and make plays on the second level at the linebacker spot? Let's go to Andre in Manassas on G&D. What's up, Dre?
Hey, I'm doing well. Listen, the last time I felt this so good was the Thursday night before the Bears game. I'm really, really excited about this stuff. Like, I'll say this, it's, you know, I don't know if any other coach would have been able to put this type of, I say coach, and I don't know if it's the coaching staff or is it whether or not it's the GM, but, you know, I got to believe in terms of the coaching staff is history. I'm really excited about this defense. I'm really excited what, you know, looks like it's going to happen. And, you know, I went from thinking that this team was, you know, maybe 4, 5, 6 games and stuff like that. And, you know, right now where the bar is, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm probably expecting more than, you know, 7, 8 wins or a season. And I don't know whether or not, I guess the other part of the story is, are you really going to trot out a rookie quarterback, you know, when you have some of these good players there? So, I mean, you can speculate all you want, I guess, I suppose, and that's the beauty of this offseason. But I'm having an enjoyable offseason this year so far.
Appreciate you, dude.
Yeah, it's a lot more enjoyable when the team is actually aggressively trying to improve by spending money and getting better.
Interesting. I should write
that
down.
It's weird how much more fun the offseason is when you're using the time allotted to signing talent to sign talent.
But it's also way too early to do win speculation. I mean, we have no idea even who the rookie quarterback is. We have no idea how the rest of their draft's going to go, or free agency or otherwise, what happens in the division, who bumps their shin on a coffee table in the division that changes things. No one has any idea just yet. It's, you know, I don't want to say irresponsible to start prognosticating that, but it's not a fruitful exercise. What I do know is the talent level for this coming year is going to be dramatically different than this past year. Now, that's a dubious honor because it was frankly unacceptable last season, and that kind of came home to roost and played out as the season went, but it's better. I don't know how much better, and that's going to be fun to find out.
We talked about this when Dan Quinn was hired, and I always feel like I have to provide the caveat. Obviously, it wasn't my first choice. I'm not sitting here beating the Dan Quinn drum for everyone and trying to convince you that it was the greatest hire ever. However, one of the perks to bringing him in, as we said, was that Dan Quinn was going to build a really good staff. One of the other perks we talked about was players like playing for him. And you are seeing the reunion with Dan Quinn thing becoming a big deal. Right, where Dorrance Armstrong leaves Dallas, comes to Washington. Part of that is that they're paying him good money. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't assume that part of the reason that he came to the nation's capital was because of Dan Quinn, right? Tyler Biadasz knew Dan Quinn very well from Dallas. Dante Fowler with the Cowboys, signing. Third Dallas Cowboy to come to play with his boy Dan Quinn. Bobby Wagner, way back early in his career in Seattle, played in Dan Quinn's defense. And obviously had a pleasant enough experience that here we are. He's a free agent,
yep.
Wants to get another gig and sign, you know, a 1-year contract and see what's what. Where does he go? Back with Dan Quinn.
This was not on my radar. I'll tell you that. I thought once they did Luvu, that was going to kind of be it for that linebacker spot. I did not see this one coming.
So look at the difference at the linebacker position, though.
Yeah.
I mean, night and day when this thing got started, where it was Jamin Davis and the Island of Misfit Toys, and now you've got Bobby Wagner, who's going to be your Mike, Frankie Luvu, who you can move all over the place, who could do a little bit of everything, and Davis can still run. I think they're going to use Davis as a pass rusher a little bit, like Micah Parsons style,
blitzer.
Off the edge, maybe. We should get into that next. What does this mean for Jamin Davis, for Luvu, and how they can use all these guys? We're Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.